The FCC regulates communications across the country, from radio and satellite to television and internet. Brendan Carr joined the agency as a commissioner last summer after the Senate unanimously confirmed his appointment by President Donald Trump. Since then, he's helped the Republican-led FCC to repeal net neutrality protections and spearheaded a $100 million program to expand access to telemedicine. Carr's short trip to Unalaska, however, is expected to be educational rather than policy-driven.
To get sort of a feel for the place, I don't think it's any more complicated than that.
Dan Boyette is a vice president at GCI. He says Carr will tour the telecom company's local facilities, along with the island's other providers, Optumera Wi-Fi and TeleAlaska.
He's a relatively new commissioner, and there's a lot of Alaska-based issues in front of the FCC at this point, so I think he's just looking to learn.
Those issues include how to develop infrastructure in rural areas and how to manage competitive federal subsidies that help pay for those projects. Overall, Mayor Frank Kelty says he wants to emphasize that Unalaska's slow satellite service affects everyone, from individuals and businesses to schools and the clinic.
I don't know if we're going to have enough time to do everything, but they can get made fully aware of the needs that we have in this community and the lack of conductivity.
Carr will be escorted by the staff of U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan, who encouraged the commissioner to visit the island during his first trip to Alaska. A Sullivan spokesperson says the senator heard about Unalaska's broadband struggles during his own trip in 2016 and thought this would be a, quote, perfect community for Carr to visit. The commissioner will stop in six other communities during his five-day swing through the state, including Anchorage, Dillingham, and Ukiagvik. In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.